Hey Jonathan, do you think video games do you?
Video games are a source of entertainment for me and help me escape my emotions. Do you know how video games affect the brain?
In this podcast, we will be explaining how video games affect the brain. Some studies show that certain video games can improve hand-eye coordination, problem-solving skills, and the mind's ability to process information. But too much video game playing may lead to health problems, and for some people, it's hard to get enough exercise if you're always inside playing video games.
Studies show that playing video games can change how our brains perform, even their structure. For example, playing video games affects our attention. Some studies have shown that gamers show improvements in several types of attention, such as sustained attention or selective attention.
And also, to add on to what you just said, more than 150 million people play video games a day or for at least 3 hours per week. So just by thinking about how long they spend playing video games, I would probably say I guess there is some kind of effect on their brain. Some negatives of video games are that gaming can be extremely distracting, and some people tend to forget about other things because they are so focused on the game. People addicted to video games also suffer from bad relationships. This happens because gaming addicts fail to balance the time they need to invest in cultivating their family/social relationships. Also, excessive video game use can cause eye discomfort, focusing problems, blurry vision, and headaches. Well, with all that being said, I think we should go into our next segment where you share what Mr. Washington and Mr. Pitter told you in the interviews you had with them.
From an interview with Mr. Washington, I get to see how video games affect his brain. Like how he uses video games with stats in order to help him organize his classrooms. Or how he played a video game called Rhyme about how to get through depression. From an interview with Mr. Pitter, I get to see how video games affect his mind different from Mr. Washington. Like how he uses video games as a physical ability in order for him to stay up at night.
Well, with all that being said, I think we should go into our next segment where we say our finishing statements. Well, in conclusion, to answer the question, we think video games do affect the brain. And we want to thank everyone who was listening for listening. And we also want to thank Mr. Washington and Mr. Pitter for doing the interviews for our podcast. Jonathan, do you want to say anything else?
Thanks to everyone who helped us for this project. We wouldn't be able to finish this without your help.
And really quickly, before the podcast ends, I just want to say, this whole podcast would not have been possible without the app CastBox on is available in the App Store.